This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3075 for Friday, the 15th of May, 2020. Today's show is entitled Federated Blogging with Write Freely, and is part of the series Social Media. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is a look at a minimally social blogging app using ActivityPub.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio, and one more in our series on the ActivityPub Conference of 2019. And I want to talk about, in this case, a talk that was given called Federated Blogging with Write Freely, and that was presented by the chief developer, and a fellow named Matt Baer. And the link to the talk is in the show notes, as well as a link to his company, which is called Write As. And his company is the lead developer for Write Freely. And what does all of that mean? Well, Write Freely is a minimal federated blogging platform made just for writing. It has no ads and has no distractions. You just write. It is built around plain text, but you can also do rich text with Markdown. It is private by design and is lightweight and easy to install because it is written in Go. Now, the idea that if there are no distractions and you just write is something that I think is more important than people sometimes realize. I was at one time a college professor. And I remember reading an article, I think it was in the Chronicle of Higher Education, about a study that was done. And this would be like back in the 1990s, when there were basically two major platforms for word processing. There was a company called WordPerfect, and then there was Apple. Apple had the Macintosh, you know, graphical environment and all of that. And WordPerfect was purely text. You know, you started it up and you had a blank screen with a blinking cursor in front of you. And at this particular university, they had, as most universities do, a required course for freshmen on composition. And they had to write, you know, essays and things like that and submit them. So they had certain sections of this course that were designated for people who had Apple computers, and other sections were designated for people with PCs that only had WordPerfect. And what they found, very interestingly, when they analyzed the data, was that the people using WordPerfect wrote better. Their essays were, you know, better developed. They had better ideas, and compared to the ones on Apple. And they tried to see, well, you know, is there some other variable here? Maybe we just happen to have smarter kids in the WordPerfect class, but you know, all the other indicators said no. They're very, very similar. The best explanation they could come up with is that if you were using WordPerfect, the only thing you could do is think about your writing because there wasn't anything else going on. Whereas on the Macintosh, you had decisions about fonts and graphics and all of these other things that they theorized were just distracting people. Very interesting. So I think this idea that you do better blogging if you just focus on writing and don't have a lot of distractions is probably a pretty good one. I say that as someone who uses WordPress, which theoretically could have distractions, but, you know, I hope I'm doing some decent writing there. Now, Write Freely is originally was started as Write.as, which was founded in 2015 as an anonymous blogging platform. Just write and publish, no sign-up required. A simple idea, but with a few principles. First one, privacy. You didn't need to sign up to read a post. You know, I have to sign up to Facebook to see anyone's Facebook posts, don't I? Interoperability. It wasn't another walled garden. Again, proprietary models of social media, Twitter, Facebook, etc., it's not like that. They are all walled gardens, and they're doing their best to keep you there and not let you interoperate in any way. And finally, they wanted to create some longevity, have a business model that would be sustainable. Now, WriteAs did evolve based on feedback from users into a somewhat more sophisticated blogging platform, while keeping the anonymity and adding support for multiple identities. It also supported cross-posting to other sites such as Twitter, Tumblr, and Medium for easier distribution. And they opened their API to everyone. And while they were doing all of this stuff, they heard about ActivityPub. Now, they had not set out to create a social network, just a simple blogging tool. But they found that some social features worked well for them. Using the GoFed and some other libraries, GoFed is a library in the Go language that gives you Fediverse capabilities. So using these libraries, they were able to implement ActivityPub in mid-2018. 3 months later, the WriteAs code was released as Write Freely, and now WriteAs remains as a flagship instance of Write Freely. Now, they decided to be what they call minimally social. And this is an interesting concept, and that's one of the reasons I was eager to share some of this with you. So what does it mean to be minimally social? The goal is only include what's needed. All right. Now, people that are trying to sell you stuff are going to include all kinds of stuff that may not be what you need, but they hope to attract you with it. Now, another thing that Write Freely does, readers can follow blogs. Well, okay, that's fine, but that's still, that's part of the minimally social, that you can do that. Readers can boost or announce blog posts, but the author is not notified. That's different from a lot of other applications. Okay, if you're on Facebook or Diaspora, you know, anyone that boosts your posts or likes them or comments on them or whatever, you're going to get a notification. Right? There's some degree of controlling that, but not nearly enough. Readers can favorite or like posts, but again, the author is not notified. They're essentially bookmarks for the reader only. So if I say that I like this post, I have a record of it, but the person who wrote it never hears about that. They are planning in a future release to allow replies to posts. So this is a very different model, an interesting one. Now, they have created a long-form blog reader using ActivityPub, which is called read.as, read as, which is also what he describes as minimally social. So the idea I'm getting from this presentation is that Matt Baer regards a lot of social media as distractions he would just as soon do away with. With Write Freely, not being notified about reader reactions to your posts means that your phone is not constantly going off. Now, I happen to agree that that's very annoying, which is why I turn off most notifications on my phone. You know, I really don't care if someone liked one of my posts. If I'm going to deal with it at all, I'll deal with it when I'm at a full computer. I'm not going to be constantly going onto my phone, which may just mean I'm an old fart, but I am what I am. Now, with Read As, the idea is that you just read. What a concept. Now, this is a company. And I mentioned before, a sustainable business model matters since people like need to eat, you know. Now, their solution is to employ what they call a Libra software as a service, Libra SaaS model. And that means they provide a platform for a fee, but the Libra part is that there's no lock-in, right? Write As, which is their flagship instance, offers you a platform for your blog for a very reasonable fee. And they also offer Write As Pro and Write As for Teams as products. They also offer hosting for Write Freely communities. The idea is that people want to have communities and interact, but are not necessarily technical. So offering this as software as a service, particularly when it respects your privacy, is a good solution. Now, because they are selling the service, they may be more attuned to their customers than some open source projects. But they also want to keep to their principles of privacy, interoperability, and longevity / dependability. By doing these things, they think they can make it easy for anyone to join the Fediverse. Now, there was also a talk on a related thing by a fellow named Michaelis Dimitriou, and I've put a link to his talk in the show notes, but I'm not really going to say much about it because, frankly, a lot of it went over my head. It was a technical talk of interest to developers, you know, the sort of thing where people start geeking out about, you know, misplaced commas and semicolons and what that means. And I'm not a developer, so it just might as well have been Greek, which obviously Michaelis Dimitriou is Greek. But, you know, it's there in the show notes. You know, if you're the sort of person who wants to get into that, there's a link so you can take a look at it. But otherwise, I think we're about done on this one. This is Ahuka signing off for Hacker Public Radio and reminding you, as always, to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.